Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
It's an abomination to God. He hates pride because he knows it came from Lucifer and was breathed into his children. Amen? And then a lying tongue, that's the cause of pride, we lie. Hands that shed innocent blood, that's the cause of pride, we do that. Next. A heart that devises wicked plans, that's all because of pride. Feet that are swift in running to evil. Next. A false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren. God doesn't dislike that. He says it's an abomination and he hates it. Do you know when you come and you sow discord among the brethren that God cannot tolerate that? He does not like it. When you come and say, well, do you know what so-and-so did? Woo-hoo. Do you know he hates it? It's an abomination. But the first of the seven things that God hates and he calls an abomination is pride. Because pride is the root of all your other sins. Come on, guys. Are you getting this? Or you? Do you want me to rather teach you on how to prosper? How to make money? I'll tell you how to make money. Humble yourself. I'm serious. How to be healed? Humble yourself. How to be victorious in your marriage? Humble yourself. In actual fact, there's a lot of humbling there. And who cares if she or he's right? Who cares? Why do we have to be the winner of the argument in the marriage? Why is it that important to me that I've got to win this fight? There's one reason why. Pride. That's all it is. You see, and if you look at it, P-R-I. Right in the middle. D, right? Pride, eyes in the middle. When you look at the next thing, sin. S, eyes in the middle, N. Pride and sin go hand in hand. Amen. Listen, this may feel like it's a bit rough, but I promise you this will change your life. When we can get into a place of humility and we can just respect and honor other people and just work with people and love people, Jesus said, they will know that you're my disciples by the love you have for one another. Not the amount of scripture you know. Not the amount of faith you claim to have. Not the amount of money you got or the degrees that you've got. He says, they'll know that you're my disciples by the love you have for one another. That means when you're nasty to me and I'm nasty to you, we still love each other. And why should your nastiness affect my loveliness? Well, he told me and he did this, so? Well, he said, so? So, what has it got to do with the grand scheme of things? But he looked at me that way, so? But she ignored me, didn't say, so? So what? Yeah. Let me just show you someone that was humble. It's called Jesus. Look at Philippians 2. Humility so pleases God that it's probably the greatest quality in all of the virtues. Look at this. So much so, humbleness and humility, that God's Son humbled himself when he became a man. Look, Philippians 2 verse 8. Being found in fashion as a man, he what? He watered himself? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. You see, Jesus lowered himself to submit to the punishment of sin on our behalf. He didn't sin, but he took our sin. He became our sin. He took our sickness. He became sickness. He took our judgment. He didn't deserve it. He did it. He humbled himself so much, and so much so that he didn't stand there and say, yeah, but you guys sinned. You guys did this. You guys did that. Look what you did. Look how the nails into my hands. He didn't do that. He went quietly, humbly to the cross. He humbled himself. He was God. He is God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He's as much God as the Father is God, as the Holy Spirit is God. And yet he said, I will humble myself to the point of where you take dust from the ground, or you take the dirt of the ground, breathe life into it, and create human beings. I will come from dirt. This is God, the creator of everything, the creator of dirt. And when Jesus made man, when God made man and he dug the dirt out of the ground, he blew life into man. Jesus said, I'll come as a man. I am deity. I am God. I am above everything. There's no shadow in me. There's only light in me. There's no bad in me. There's only good in me. There's no pride in me. There's only humility in me. I am God, but I will humble myself and I will come to the earth as a human being. I'll come as dirt. The one who walks amongst the stars, amongst the planets, amongst the galaxies. That one, he said, I'll come through the birth of a virgin. He humbled himself where the streets in heaven are finer than the finest gold you'll ever see in your life. It's so fine you can't see it. It's white.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
He said, I will humble myself. I'll come here. And he came here. Can you imagine what he did? He humbled himself unto the cross. And that's why Matthew 18, look at Matthew 18, write this down. It makes the following words of God or Jesus easier to understand. Matthew 18, verse 4. This thing is bugging me. Matthew 18, verse 4.
Thank you.
Look what he says here. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is what? Greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus humbled himself as a child in a manger. And he's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Do you see this? He says, whoever. Now, who's a whosoever in this church?
Yes,
we're all whosoevers, right? So he's speaking individually to you right now. Take your name and say, Jerry. Watch what he's saying. He's saying, Jerry, if you humble yourself like a little child, you'll be the greater one in the kingdom. He's talking to each of us. So now understand this, because he humbled himself to the cross. He died. He took a terrible whipping. He took blasphemies. He took everything. And he let it happen to him. Now he's teaching us and he's saying, do this. Be humble and then you'll be great. Amen? Wow. Matthew 23. Just flip over. Matthew 23, verse 11. I want to read it from the Amplified. Look at this. Matthew 11, 23, 12. And look what he says here. It's actually Matthew 23, 11. Did you get that? Okay, Matthew 23, 11 says, he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Now, we know that Jesus came and he said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. Did he not say that? Did he not say that? All right. Now, look what he says in verse 12. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall, what happened? Be raised to honor. Let me read it from here. Whosoever exalts himself with haughtiness and empty pride shall be humbled or brought low. And whoever humbles himself, whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly, shall be raised to honor. You don't have that in the Amplified, Laura? Okay. I'm going to read that again. Verse 11 and 12. From the Amplified. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself with haughtiness, that's pride, and empty pride, shall be humbled or brought low. You will be brought low if you're full of pride. And whoever humbles himself, any of us can do this, you can humble yourself. Whoever has a modest opinion of himself and behaves accordingly shall be raised to honor. So how do I get up in the kingdom of God? I go low. If I want to get high, I've got to go low. If I want to get up, I've got to go down. You understand? And you know what? It would behoove some of us to sometimes get on our knees when we pray or lie on our face when we worship. Yeah. Amen? Matthew 20:16. Watch her. Have you got that? Matthew 20:16. Are we there? Is Laura not yet? Did she leave already? Okay, what's going on? We'll get this fixed for the next service. Matthew 20:16 says, whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Verse 28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Amen? You see, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, humbled himself and he came as a servant. Remember, he washed the disciples' feet? Remember that? He got on his hands and knees and he took a towel and a bowl of water and he washed the disciples' feet. Remember that? And Peter said to him, Lord, far be it for you to wash my feet. And Jesus said, if you don't let me do this, see, that was pride. You're not washing my feet. You're God. I'm not letting you touch my feet. That's pride. Remember, John the Baptist didn't want to baptize Jesus. Said, Lord, you come to me to be baptized? No, you got to baptize. And Jesus said, no, let's fulfill righteousness. I must be baptized. Amen? Pride springs up in the strangest of places. Does it not? But you see what he says here. He came not to be served. He came to serve. He says, if you want to be up, you got to be humble. He's telling us, each of us, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. I'm going to read one more scripture. Let's see if they got this. No, you're not. I'll save it for next week, because I got a few more scriptures, and I want to go through this. I'm going to show us, God's going to show us how we can turn our lives into such victory in every area of our lives, and you would never believe us by being humble. I'm telling you, you're going to see it. I'm going to show you. Being meek. Jesus said, I am meek. Did he not say I'm meek? Just quickly, those are the last two I gave you, Laura, you put in. Matthew 11:29, let's have it. Bada bing, bada boom. There you go, from the NIV. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus is saying, learn, I'm teaching you. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So he's saying, learn from me. When you're gentle and humble, you'll have rest. That's Jesus. Matthew 21:5, look what he says from the New Living Translation. Tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's cart. He didn't even come on a stallion or a horse. He came on a donkey. Humble. Look, your king, he says, your king is coming to you. He is humble. Most kings today, they are proud. They walk around with all the gold and the glory and the crowns, and they're proud, and they want the servants and the people to bow to them. They come in their pride. He came humble. And he's saying, learn. Learn from me. Who do you want to learn from? You want to learn from scientists or people in the world today, or do you want to learn from Jesus? He's saying, I'm meek, I'm lowly, I'm humble. Learn. Be the same way, because what it got for me, it got me the highest place in heaven, got me the highest name in heaven, got me absolutely every miracle I desired was performed like that. He said, I don't do anything my Father doesn't say to do. I don't go anywhere my Father doesn't tell me to go. I am completely submitted and humble before my God.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.